going to be about to the Avodas Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. Namely, which particular Avodas is the Kohen Gadol obligated to perform on Yom Kippur. Now, this is very important, not so practical, but the importance of understanding the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim is really twofold. One is the Rashi in Yuma, Daf Lamed Vavim Beis, not in the Marmor Kamos. Rashi writes that the Shliach Tzibur should be Mesader B'Tilas Al Shem HaKippurim. He should have the Mosaf, Tzilas Mosaf in order, with Seder Avodasav, Shal Kohen Gadol, included in the Mosaf should be the whole Seder of the Avodah that the Kohen Gadol performs, Al Shem, based on the Pasuk in Hosea, V'Neshama Farim Sifaseinu, that our lips, our reading, our reciting of the Karbanos is going to somehow replace the Karbanos. Unfortunately, we don't have the Karbanos nowadays, but by reciting the Psukim and the Avodah, by understanding how the Avodah takes place, will somehow serve as a replacement for the actual Karbanos. So, people fall asleep during this Seder Avodah that's mentioned in the Mosaf, but in fact it's perhaps the most important part of Yom HaKippurim, understanding the Avodah, what the Kohen Gadol used to do. And again, by reciting it, it's somehow a keem of that. And the second reason why it's important, because there are a lot of hashkafic and perspectives that we could pull out of this understanding the Avodah Yom HaKippurim, and particularly this figure, I think, really has a very important point that we could take on and derive from the Yom Kippur to apply it to the rest of the year. So first, just somewhat of a background, the first page here has the basic structure of the Avodah that takes place. There are five stages. Everyone agrees that there are five stages. The first stage is that he would wear the Big Day Zav, the golden begadim the Kohen Gadol would wear. And whenever he wear Big Day Zav, that indicates he's doing normal avodas. Avodas that are done on a normal day, like the Karban Tamid, other things like that. Whenever he wears Big Day Lav on the white clothing, those are avodas that are unique to Yom Kippur. So he wears the Big Day Zav first, and he performs the Karban Tamid. He lights the menorah. He performs the regular Ketores of the everyday Ketores. And then he performs avodas Musaf, which are all regular. Musaf is not regular, but it's more regular than Yom Kippur. That's all with the Big Day Zav. Then he changes his clothing to wear the Big Day Zav and performs most of the Avodah Yom HaKippurim, sorry, to wear the Big Day Lava now, where he performs most of the Yom HaKippurim Avodah. Then he switches back to the Big Day Zav, where he performs the rest of the everyday Avodah, back to the Big Day Lavan to finish off the Yom HaKippurim Avodah, and finally back to the Big Day Zav to finish the rest of the everyday Avodah. So it's gold, white, gold, white, gold. Five stages. Three times gold and twice white. We spoke last year about somewhat of a machlokas, when do you do certain avodas, and why exactly they're arguing about the Seder Avodah. You could look back or listen to the shir on that topic on Wari Torah if you'd like. Now, which avodas are you Kohen Gadol obligated to perform? Which one of these? Everybody agrees that when any avodah that requires Big Day Lavan, white clothing, which is anything that's unique to Yom Kippur, and it's also a carbon that's a carbon tzibur, not a personal carbon, but a carbon tzibur, an obligation for the entire tzibur of Klal Yisrael, the Kohen Gadol has to perform. For example, the Sir HaMishleach, well, not Sir HaMishleach, let's say the Sir Sir LaShem. The Sir LaShem that takes place inside, they have two goats. One goat they send off the cliff, one goat they shecht and sprinkle the blood inside. All the avodas has to be done by the Kohen Gadol, because it's unique to Yom Kippur, and it's for the tzibur. Another, they also have a par, one of the cows they would take. They would shecht on behalf of the entire tzibur. That par they would shecht, sprinkle the blood inside a few places in the base of Mikdash. That's a avoda unique for Yom Kippur, and you have to wear Big Day Lavan, and it's carbon tzibur. The Kohen Gadol has to perform it. Now the other questions, the other avodas are the what's in question. Does the Kohen Gadol have to do all the other avodas? The avodas that he has to wear Big Day Zav for, that are, you know, not unique to Yom Kippur, that are special, or not special at all, that are done really on every day. And other karbanos that are unique to Yom Kippur, that might be a karban yachid, that's an individual karban. Everyone with me on that? Yes? No? Okay, so
we're just saying what things does the Kohen Gadol have to do?
That's the basic question. Which avodas does the Kohen Gadol have to perform in Yom Kippur? So let's go through it. First of all, how do we know that the Kohen Gadol has to perform all the avodas in Yom Kippur? Is there a source? So first of all, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. This is on page number 2. The Gemara in Yuma says, "Kol avodos Yom HaKippurim einon ksheres el bo." All the avodas that are performed in Yom Kippur are only kosher through the performance of the Kohen Gadol. Nobody else. That's the Brisa. The Brisa is said a few places in Yuma. one place in Chulin, only the Kohen Gadol could perform the Avodas. How do we know this? So Rashi in Chulin says, I'm not really sure where Rashi gets this from, it seems to make it on Chiddush, he seems to go against the Gemara. But Rashi in Chulin, Daf Chav Tesem and Aleph writes, the Fisha Kol Avodas Yom HaKippurim Eino K'sher El Bo, it's only Kasher Ayide the Kohen Gadol, D'chsiv V'Achrimos, it says in Achrimos, V'chkipeh HaKohen HaShayim Shachusel, that the Kapara is going to be achieved through the Kohen who gets anointed, namely the Kohen Gadol. The Kapara is only achieved through the Kohen Gadol. Ribui Begadim. Great question. So the Gemara writing in the first paragraph of Yuma discusses that now you would think only someone who gets anointed, how do you know Ribui Begadim? So the Gemara brings a drasha to include even someone who doesn't get anointed but gets appointed through Ribui Begadim. Great question. But he's also included. So Rashi, the Pasuk says, only the Kohen who gets anointed, and as Eitan pointed out, also someone who gets appointed through wearing the additional Begadim. But the Kohen Gadol has to perform the Avodah. This seems to go against a Gemara in Yuma, which I'm not going to get into how Rashi argues on this. But the Gemara in Yuma Daf Mem Bezim and Aleph, the third Mar Malkum, the last Mar Malkum on page 2, has a following statement from Yitzhak. Yitzhak says, Shtei Shchitos Shemati. I heard about two different Shchitos. Acha Shaparo v'Acha Shaparo. What about the Paro Duma? And what about the Paro, referring to the Paro, his Par, Paro Sha'aron. What's a Paro Sha'aron? In addition to the par that they would bring in Yom Kippur, they'd shech the par for the tzibor, there's also a par that Aaron or any other Kohen Gadol would bring for himself. It's called paro, his individual par. It's a carbon yachid. Not the other par, which is a carbon tzibor, it's a carbon yachid that's performed on Yom HaKippur. So I heard about these two different shechitas. I heard something about the paro Duma and something about the paro of Yom Kippur. One of them I heard was Ksheira Bazaar, that a non-Kohen could perform, a non-Kohen Gadol, I should say, could perform the Avodah, the Shechita. And one of them I heard is Pasul, through a non-Kohen Gadol. I just don't know which one, I forgot. Which one could a Zar do, which one can a Zar not do? So the first opinion says, Itmar, Shechitas Paro Paro, Rav Shmuel had a Machlokes, one said the Paro Duma cannot be done through a Zar, but the paro can be. The paro is kosher on Yom Kippur. A non-Kohen Gadol could shech the paro. And the other opinion says, no, the opposite. So what comes out from here is there's a machlokes, the paro, the par shel Aaron, the par shel Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. One opinion says only the Kohen Gadol could shech that paro, that par. And the other opinion says that no, even a non-Kohen Gadol could do that avoda. So this is already, we see an example of the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to do every Avodah. Here's an example of Paro, that there's at least an opinion that thinks the Kohen Gadol does not have to shech this Par. And the Gemara goes on to say, how do I know that the Par has to, if you hold that the Par has to be shechted by Kohen Gadol, how do I know what's the source? So at the bottom of this Gemara, I bolded here, Maishna Paro, what's unique about the Par, Shel Aaron? Dichsiv Aaron v'chukah. The Pasuk in Achrimos says two words. It says Aaron and Chukah. Chukah always means it has to be done this specific way as written in the Torah. Chukah, the word Aaron, has to be done through Aaron or any other Kohen Gadol. So there are two different sources as to why the Kohen Gadol has to perform all the Avodas. Either because, like Rashi said, V'kiper ha-Kohen ha-Shim Shachoso, or because Aaron and Chukah. Okay. We're not going to get involved in the Machlokas, but there are two different sources. If you look, turn to page 3, I copied here the entire Achrimos, which we won't read. The Achrimos is where you find the entire Seder Avodah Shem HaKippurim. And the first arrow is the wrong place. But really, right below the first arrow on the top, Pasuk Beis, that's where it says, Daber el Aaron Achicha. And the Pesukim go on to continue to mention the word Aaron. And at the end, the Pasuk Lamadal, it says, V'hayasa zos lachem l'chukas olam. This will be a chokli olam. So it has to be done the way the Torah tells you to do it. Through Aaron, only through the Kohen Gadol. That's what the Gemara says. And in Pasuk Lamed Beis, where there are two arrows, that's where I pointed out, that's where it says, V'chiper ha-Kohen ha-Shayim Shachosel. That's what Rashi uses as the source, that it has to only be done through the Kohen Gadol. Okay, that's just some background as to how do we know the Kohen Gadol has to do the Avodos. But which Avodos is he obligated to do, and which ones is he not? So we already saw an example. Yeah. Now the Gemara says,
specifically the avodos that are specific to Yom Kippur.
what that's what the Rishonim are going to discuss. From the Gemara, we have Ein Avodas Yom Kippurim Kshers Elabo. The entire day is only done for the Kohen Gadol. We already saw an example while the Par Shel Aaron, which is on Yom Kippur, there's a machlokes actually whether or not he has to do it or maybe somebody else could do it. So already the Gemara is giving in a little bit. Maybe he doesn't have to do every single Avoda. Now we paskin, yeah?
And you said have to interpret that line differently?
Interpret what line?
The Gemara and line Biz.
If you say what?
That he does have to do it. I think like that sounds like a very general...
What's that? I'm
sorry.
Okay, yeah.
So you guys interpret that as...
So we'll get to the Rishonim, how they interpret everything. We'll get there. Now we paskin that the Kohen Gadol has to do the Parsha Aaron. That Parsha Aaron, which is a Karban Yochid, we generally paskin that the Kohen Gadol has to do that. So far... As we know right now, as much as we know that, the Kohen Gadol has to do every Avodah up until now. Even the Parsha Aaron is how we paskin. Now, if you move to page number 4, number 1, the Mar Makomos. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf, Laman, Alf, and Beis quote the Mishnah as follows. Parsha, Yarod, V'tabal, Olav, and Estapig. I think I said the story last year, maybe I'll say it again. I think last year on the Yom Kippur, if you guys don't remember. There was a story with the, I think it was the... I can't remember which Hasidic Rebbe. One of the Hasidic Rebbe, I don't remember which one. He went to the mikvah, and there was another Chassid there, and the Chassid hadn't recognized him, I guess from a different sect, of Hasidim or something. And the Rebbe went to the mikvah, came out of the mikvah, dried himself off, and as he's drying himself off, the Chassid says, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, what are you doing?" So what do you mean? He says, "You can't dry yourself off from the May mikvah, the waters of the mikvah. What are you trying to accomplish here?" So he says, I'll tell you when outside the mikvah. I can't tell you in here because it's halacha, but we'll discuss afterwards. So the chassid is so confused. The waters of the mikvah, how could you actually dry it off your body? It's so full of tahara. So finally, they both get dressed, they walk out of the mikvah. So the chassid says, "Nunu, so why did you dry yourself off? How could you get rid of all this the water to the mikvah?" The rabbi says, "I have a certain mesorah from Aaron HaKohen. I have a mesorah from Aaron HaKohen, and you're supposed to dry yourself off." So, wow. All right, you have a mesorah from Aaron HaKohen, nothing I could do about it. What was the Mesorah? So the Mishnah here says, in number 1, Pashat Yarad V'tabal, Olav V'nistapig. He would take his clothing off, he would Yarad, go to the mikvah, he would get out of the mikvah V'nistapig, and he would dry himself off. So it's first Mishnah it says, you're supposed to dry yourself off. Whether that's a halachic point or not, the Mishnah says clearly one's allowed to. So this guy was creating his own chumras not to dry yourself off from the main mikvah, and the reason why you might have to dry yourself off might be a chatita with your clothing. But we're not going to get into that. So then the Mishnah goes on to say, Hevi'lo big days of, they bring him the golden clothing, V'lovash v'kidash yadav raglav, and then he puts it on, he washes his hands, he washes his legs, Hevi'lo satamid, so now he starts the avoda of the day. He first brings him the carbon tamid, which was offered every day, the first thing in the morning. He brings him the tamid, kartza. Kartza is a lashon of shchita, he shechta the carbon, tamid. U'meirik acher shchita ayado, and Meirik, some other guy, his partner, another Kohen Hedyot, would complete the shchita. So Kohen Gadol would do most of the Shechita, and then the other guy would have to step in and finish the Shechita off. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol has to do every single Avodah. So he has to now catch all the blood. There's a mitzvah of Kabbalah. That's one of the next Avodah. He has to do Kabbalah. So he can't shochet the animal and then catch it at the same time. So the other guy finishes off, so now the Kohen Gadol could switch and catch all the blood and ultimately take that blood to be sprinkled. Okay. So we see now in the Mishnah that someone else is finishing the Avodah. The Kohen Gadol is doing the Shechita, but this other guy is doing the Merika. So we see you can allow someone else to do part of the Avodah. So the Gemara, number 2, asks this question. The Gemara says, Yachal lo Merik the Apostle, I would think, if the other Kohen wouldn't do the Merika, he wouldn't finish the Shechita off, maybe the entire Karmat Talmud is going to be Apostle. The Gemara says, Yachal lo Merik the Apostle, if he wouldn't do it, it'll be Apostle. If he wouldn't do that Merika, and it's possible, that shows it's an essential avoda. Now, if it's an essential avoda, the Gemara asks, "Im kein havalei avoda ba'acher." It's going to be an avoda performed by someone who is not the Kohen Gadol. And kol avodas Yom Kippurim einak shares elbo. All the avoda has to be done through the Kohen Gadol. Not every avoda. The Gemara says, if it's a meaningless avoda, so anybody could do it. What's a meaningless avoda? So I'll give you an example. After he catches the blood of the par, one of the other karbanos, he shechs the par, he catches the blood now, the Kohen Gadol, he gives it to another Kohen Hedyot, because he has to go now to bring the ketores into the Kodesh Kedoshim. And then he comes out again, to take the par, the dam of the par, and sprinkle it. The shechita comes before the ketores, and then the sprinkling of the cow after the ketores. You guys with me on that? So in that time period, if you let the blood sit while he performs the ketores, the blood's going to congeal. So the Kohen Hediot is stirring the blood, making sure it doesn't congeal. While the Kohen Gadol runs to get the coals and gets the spices, goes inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, puts them together, the smoke fills up the Kodesh Kedoshim. How is the Kohen Hediot allowed to stir the blood so it doesn't congeal? Well, that's an insignificant act. Insignificant avoda does not have to be done through the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara is wondering here, well, this Marika here, if it's significant, meaning, I don't know if it's significant, if it's possible without it. Gemara says if the Kohen Hediot doesn't do it, it's possible. Well, that means it's an important avoda. If it's an important avoda, the Kohen Gadol must do it. You guys with me on that? Okay. The Tosas asks now, number three, what do you mean? Who cares if it's an important avoda? Who cares if somebody else does it? We have before that there's an opinion that thinks that someone else could shech the paro. We may not passing that way, but we have other instances where we allow other Kohanim to perform the avoda. So this maybe there's no different. Then Tosa says, looking inside, number three, Im Tomar my kasha, what's the kasha from this Gemara? Me avoda ba'achir, the fact that someone else is doing the avoda. Haba perak taref bakalfi, ikaman de machshir, afil shchitas paro bazar. There's an opinion out there that allows a zar to perform the shchita on the par of the Kohen Gadol. So this should be no different. V'afiluman the pasul, even the opinion that doesn't allow a zar to shech the par sh'aron, hainu dafka paro, he's not allowed to shech the paro, because paro is unique, the asi lichoas hayom. The par of the par of Aaron is unique to Yom Kippur. The koyale Aaron chukah. The words Aaron chukah in Parsha Achrimos refers to the par. The par is mentioned in Achrimos, and therefore chukah Aaron is mentioned in Parsha Achrimos. Only the Kohen Gadol could do the par. Val Tamid, the daily Tamid, the lo shayach lechovas Yom has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. It's not mentioned in Achrimos. It's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. And the words Aaron and Chukah don't apply to the carbon tumid. So who cares? He's allowed to do that. Someone else is allowed to do that. And Tosfos gives an answer. But what comes out from Tosfos is as follows. Only the avodas that are mentioned in Parshas Achrimos, only avodas that are unique to Yom Kippur, only those avodas have to be done, i.e. the Kohen Gadol. Anything mentioned elsewhere, like in Parshas Pinchas, which includes the carbon tumid, the carbon musaf, those things, anybody could really do. That's Shitas Tosfos. The Ritva is very similar to Tosfos, but he takes it up a notch higher. Tosfos, the Ritva number four, in Yud Bezim and Bezim Yuma, he quotes from the Ramban, B'shem Rabbeinu HaGadol de Rabo Zal, Amrli, Sheyasavar de Raisa, in Chovah B'Kohen Gadol, Ele B'Avodas Hayom Mamish. The Chiv de Raisa for the Kohen Gadol to do the Avodas only applies to things that are unique to the Avodas Hayom Mamish, that are really related to Yom Kippur. Aval, Timidim, Vavodas Shakol Yom V'Yom, the daily avodas that are done every single day, Ksheros Afil B'Kohen Hediot, are permitted through a Kohen Hediot, like Tosfos, but then he adds a few words, El Demitzah B'Kohen Gadol Tvei. But although it's permitted through another Kohen Hediot, there still exists a mitzvah, a kiyum for the Kohen Gadol to perform it, but not a chiv. So while for Tosfos says, they're not even a kiyum, it seems like, to do the other avodas that are regular avodos, the Ritva takes it up a notch higher that there's at least a kiyum for the Kohen Gadol to perform the other avodos that are daily avodos. And now there's a third shita, and that's the shita of the Rashba found in Chulin Chav Tesma Beis. The Rashba says, number five, Leman Damar Paro Psula, according to the opinion we read earlier, that a zar cannot shech the paro. It has to be only the Kohen Gadol could shech the paro. Lav dafka paro, not only the paro does the Kohen Gadol have to shecht, ela kol hakarbonos de garmina minei, every single carbon. It sounds like the entire day, every single avoda, the Kohen Gadol has to perform on Yom Kippur. Now it's not entirely clear which is included under kol hakarbonos. So you look at the Rambam, number 6, the Rambam, Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur, Perek Alf, in the beginning, Halach Alf, he lists 15 carbonos that are brought on Yom Kippur. The carbon tamid, the carbon tamid shel shachar, shel ben harabayim, the musaf, which includes a par, an aisle, shiva kvasim, another aisle, another, a whole bunch of karbanos, totaling 15 karbanos that are brought on Yom Kippurim, which include the karbanos that are unique to Yom Kippur and the karbanos which are not unique, which are part of the regular avodos of every day. And then in Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, avodos kol chamesh esrei behemos elu hakreven b'yom hazeh, all 15 karbanos I just mentioned, eina ela b'kohen gadol b'levad. Only the Kohen Gadol can perform this avoda. So in other words, we have big machlokes Rishonim here. On one hand, the Rambam says every single avoda, from the Karban Tamid to the Karban Musaf to the Karbanos that are unique to Yom Kippur, only the Kohen Gadol. However, the Tosas and Ritva say, no. The Kohen Gadol only has to perform the avodas that are unique to Yom Kippur. The non-Yom Kippur avodas, the Karban Tamid and the Karban Musaf, which are not unique to Yom Kippur necessarily, those he doesn't have to perform. Maybe there's a kiyum to do it, maybe not. Huge machlokas. So what's this machlokas? How are we to understand this machlokas, whether the Kohen Gadol has to do every single avoda? Any suggestions? No. Okay, so, yeah, you got something?
Off the cuff.
Off the cuff? I expected that.
I guess how much do these chromos become like an avoda of Yom Kippur itself? Does the day of Yom Kippur create a new chatzah of the korban?
How much does it integrate? How much does the kedusha really integrate into the other avodas?
Right.
It's no longer considered a regular karban tamid anymore. It's considered a karban tamid of Yom Kippur. Perhaps Rambam thinks that the kedusha of Yom Kippur spreads itself over to all the avodas. It's not a regular karban tamid. It's a karban tamid that's unique to Yom Kippur. Great. So I have a raya for that. The Gemara in Zvachim, this is number 7 in page 5. The Gemara in Zvachim has the following question. This is a parak called Tadir. What the Gemara discusses there, the concept of Tadir v'sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem, Mekudosh v'sheino Mekudosh, Mekudosh Kodem. Something that's more Kodosh than something else goes before something that's less Kodosh. Now the Gemara says, what about I have something that's Tadir versus something that's Mekudosh? Which one comes first? They're two both very good values. Something that's more frequent should go first, and something that's more kadosh should go first also. So Gemara says, "Ibaylu tadir u'mekudosh eizem hem kodem." Which one's going to come first? Tadir kodem, yishim tadir. Oh, dilma mekudosh kodem to kadosh. Okay. So Gemara brings a couple of rayas. Tashma, I'll give you a raya. Tamidim kodem lemusafim. The carbon tamid comes before the musafim. V'af agav the musafim kadishe. Well, isn't musafim more kadosh than the tamid? It's unique to that special day of Shabbos, what the Gemara is talking about. So even though Musaf is more Kadosh, Tamid comes first because Tadir trumps Mekudosh. The Gemara says, Atu Shabbos Musafin Ahani, Lutumidim Lohani. Wait a second. The Kedush of Shabbos is only going to impact the Musaf and make the Musaf into something Mekudosh, but it's not going to sanctify the Karban Tamid into something Kadosh. In other words, even the Karban Tamid is not just a Stam Karban Tamid. A Karban Tamid brought on Shabbos is a Karban Tamid Shal Shabbos. Had a Kedusha Shabbos, the same level Kedusha that the Karban Musaf has. So you can't bring a Rai from there. Tamid is just as Kadosh as the Musaf on Shabbos. Okay, the Gemara says, okay, fine. I'll bring you another Rai. Toshma, Musafe Shabbos, Kodmil Musafe Rosh Chodesh. Let's say it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. You bring a Musaf for Shabbos, you bring a Musaf for Rosh Chodesh. Which one do you bring first? You bring the Shabbos first. Why? Because isn't it because it's Tadir is more important than Kadosh? That the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is more Kadosh than the Shabbos Musaf? But you still bring the Shabbos first because Tadir trumps Kadosh? Where it says no. Ati Rosh Chodesh l'musafin didu ahani mimusafi Shabbos lohani. Is the Kedushas Rosh Chodesh only going to sanctify the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh but it won't sanctify the Musaf of Shabbos? No. The Kedushas of Yom infuse the Kedusha to all the Karbanos that are brought in that day. So now we have a Karban Musaf that's not just a Karban Musaf of Shabbos, it's a Karban Musaf of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. It has both Kedushas, and therefore it's equal to the Musaf that's unique to Rosh Chodesh. And it's the same thing with Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, the same idea. That the Kedusha, whatever day you find yourself in, that Kedusha's Hayom is going to infuse itself into all the Karbanos of that day. So too here, on Yom HaKippurim. The Kedushas Yom HaKippurim aren't only going to infuse the Kedusha within the Yom HaKippurim Avodas, it's also going to impact the Karbanos of the everyday Avodas, such as the Karban Talmud and the Karban Musaf.
Why wouldn't the Gemara ask, a similar question then from Yom Kippur, no? Do we do the Talmud before the Musaf on Yom Kippur as well?
Yeah.
why wouldn't the Gemara ask the same question about Yom
Kippur? Good question. I'm not sure.
No. Is there like a way to be like machalik between Shabbos and Yom Kippur?
Shabbos and Yom Kippur, according to the Lisa Rosenzweig, Shabbos and Yom Kippur has this unique fusion. What he thinks, any time two Kedushas fall out on the same day, Shabbos Yom Tov, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, it creates this new fusion, this new type of Kedusha, and he thinks particularly Shabbos and Yom Kippur have a really strong connection based on Yom Shabbason, that creates a really high level Kedusha.
Well, I mean, that's only when they fall on the same day. I'm saying that just like in the vacuum, in each by themselves, I guess, is there such a thing as a Kedushas, like Yom Kippur?
Sure.
And the same as of Shabbos?
Sure. I mean, Ravon Tzadik just gave a shiur this week, a couple of people were telling me about it. He spoke in two different places. That Tosefes Shabbos, Rambam only holds a Tosefes Shabbos for Yom Kippur, nowhere else. Something unique about Yom Kippur, the Kedusha of Yom Kippur. No, nothing else has that Kedusha. And even if you paskin that all the other Yom Tovim and Shabbosos have Tosefes Shabbos, everyone agrees the source is from Yom Kippur. The Psukim are found in Yom Kippur, that's the source of Kedusha Shabbos. So there's something unique as Yom Kippur being somehow a foundation of all the Kedushas of the entire year. And Shabbos also being somehow a foundation of the entire year. Okay. So this Gemara might be a raya for the Shittas Rambam that the Kedusha really spreads itself to the entire day in all the Avodas. And that's why the Kohen Gadol has to perform it. Now, it's not the best raya because the other Rishonim who think the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to do the Tamina, doesn't have to do the Musaf, how are they going to explain this Gemara? So you might say as follows, that although the Kedusha may spread itself through the entire day, there's Kedusha on the Karban Tamina as well, it may not be able to carry the idea of Aaron and Chukah. Aaron and Chukah, in the end of the day, are only mentioned in Parshas Achrimos. How will we be able to take those words and export them to Parshas Pinchas Halachas, to the Karbanos of Tamid and Karbanos of Musaf, which are mentioned in Pinchas? In the end of the day, the words Aaron and Chukah are not found in Parshas Pinchas. So there might be Kedusha, but it may not have that requirement of the Kohen Gadol. It's a good background to use, that idea, but let's go a little further to explain Shittas Rambam. Number 9 now, on page 5, there's a pasuk in Parsha Achrimos which tells us about an aisle that's brought as one of the karbanos in Yom Kippur. The pasuk says, Perek Dezayin, pasuk Hei, Me'is Adas Bnei Yisrael, from Bnei Yisrael, Yikach Shnei Seir Yizim L'chadas, they're going to take two goats for the chadas, Ve'ayel Echa Li'ola, an aisle Echa for Ola. And Parsha Pinchas, in regards to the karban musaf of Yom Kippur, it says, "Be'asa the Chodesh Hashvi Azimikar Kodesh Yelachem V'Nisim Hashav Shoshechem Kom Lachalos Asu V'Yikraptim Ola LaHashem V'Riach Nichach Par Be'Makar Echad Ayl Echad." There's an Ayl Echad mentioned in Achrimos, and there's an Ayl Echad mentioned in Parshas Pinchas for the Karban Musaf. And it's the Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Mabez, and also in Gimel Min Aleph. The Gemara says as follows: brings a Brisa. The Brisa says, "Rabbi Omer Ayl Echad Hamur Kan." The aisle Echa that's mentioned in Parsha Achrimos is the same exact aisle that's mentioned in Parsha Bamidbar, Parsha Pinchas rather. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shnei Ayolmei. No, there are two different aisles. There's an Echa Amur Kan and Echa Amur B'chumash HaPikudim. One of them is mentioned in Achrimos and one of them is mentioned in Parsha Pinchas, and they're two different aisles, two different karbanos. One's a Musaf, one's unique to Karban, the Karbanos of Yom Kippur. The Rambam Paskin, the number 12, Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippur in Perek Aleph, he writes, Va'ayil ha'ba mishal tzibur, ha'amur b'parshat achemos, hu ha'ayil ha'amur b'chumash ha'pikudim. He Paskin, like Rebbe, that the aisle that's mentioned in achemos is the same exact aisle that's mentioned in Parshat Pinchas. There's a little gears here, just to note, the Vav, it says, v'hu ha'ayil, Lechmish just says it shouldn't say Behu, it should just say Hu Ha'ayil. He thinks that's the most medactic way to read it. But all in this Giras issue, there's a Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav in the Rambam, Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippur, Perek Aleph, Lech Aleph. Very small piece, it's Kedai, very easy to read through. On this Giras issue, he says as follows. He thinks, according to the Shittas Rambam, based on this Vav, and this idea that the same aisle that's mentioned in Karban in Parsha Achrimos in the context of Yom Kippurim is the same aisle mentioned in Parsha Pinchas in the context of the rest of the year Kabbalos. He thinks that the aisle here is unique, that it really carries both dinim. It has a din of Yom Kippurim, and it has the din of Chol Yom Vayom. Okay? It has these two dinim. That's why the same aisle is mentioned in two different places. Now it sounds in the Brisker Rav that only the aisle has this aspect of being on Chol Yom Vayom and the Din of Yom HaKippurim. All the other avodas is not the case. In other words, what I would say is, I don't think it's only the aisle that is mentioned in both places that has these two dinim. Rather, the aisle is what indicates to us that there's this bridge between Achimos and Parshas Pinchas. It's not only the aisle that has this idea of getting the Kedusha, although it's a Karim Musaf, it gained the Kedusha of Yom Kippur also. It's really bridging the entire Parshas Pinchas. Every one of those that are mentioned, the Karim Tamar and the Karim Musaf, any of those that fall out in Achimos, also has the dinim of Aaron and Chukah that are written in the context of Achimos. The aisle is used to bridge and to connect these two parshios. Perhaps this is where the Rambam is getting it from. This idea that not only does a Kohen Gadol have to perform the avodas mentioned in Achimos, he also has to do the avodas that are mentioned in Pinchas. Because this pasuk, the word aisle, the same aisle that's mentioned in Achimos is mentioned in Pinchas, bridges the two parshios together, obligating the Kohen Gadol to perform all the avodas, because now it's something that's unique to the Kedushas Yom HaKippur. Is that clear?
Both these aisles are for Yom Kippur?
Well, according to the way we paskin Rebbe, it's on Yom Kippur, but it's one aisle. The aisle that's mentioned in the same exact one mentioned, right. Same exact
one.
Right. The other opinion, I think there are two aisles, but everyone paskins, I think, most people paskin that's only the one aisle you bring. Okay. Now there's, let's see, one other avoda, which the Rishonim dispute. Page number 6 on the top, the discussion about Trumas HaDeshem. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodas in Purim Perek Dal Halacha Aleph, Seder kol ha-maisim shebe-yom zeh kachu. The order of the events on Yom Kippur are as follows. Kechasos ha-layla, midnight, mafisim le-Trumas HaDeshem. They would draw lots to see who would perform the Trumas HaDeshem. What does this imply? Why are they drawing lots? That the Kohen Gadol is not performing the Trumas HaDeshem, rather it's whoever gets chosen. Any other Kohen had yet performed the Trumas HaDeshem. What is the Trumas HaDeshem? So I just brought number 15, a number of halachas in the Rambam. The Trumas HaDeshem is where they would clean the ashes first thing in the morning, and they would put it in a certain place near the Mizbeach on the bottom, and it would get swallowed up from the earth, one of the miracles that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. And Halacha Yud Aleph here in the Rambam, this is number 15, the Trumas HaDeshem, Eim Asai Tormim HaDeshem B'chol Yom. At what time would you perform the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshem? Mishe'al Ramud HaShachar. Second, when the sun rises, on every day, that's when the Trumas HaDeshem would be performed. U'b'regalim, mitchila shlish emsai shalayla. Regalim, they need a little more time, because more karbanos were being brought, so they made the Trumas HaDeshem start a little bit earlier in the nighttime. U'v'yom HaKippur, mechatzot shalayla. And Yom Kippur, at midnight, they would perform the Trumas HaDeshem. Sometimes it would be done at night, sometimes it would be done first thing in the morning. Okay, so that's Shitas Rambam. Now, this is supported, the Rambam is supported by the fact that we say in Amitz Koach. What's Amitz Koach? On the next page, I scan this in. Right, Leibowitz showed me this cool thing you could do now. You could take the Svarim and scan it on the Xerox machine, email it to yourself, and then you could put it into one of these nice sheets. So, in the Seder and Chazar Zashatz on Musaf, we read this lengthy piyut about the Seder Avoda. There are two basic versions. There are many versions, but the two basic versions. Ashkenaz used the version of Amitz Koach, and the Nusach Sfard used another piyut called Atakunanta. And there are a number of differences. Rav Soloveitchik has a sefer, Avodas Yom HaKippurim. He discusses each of them and has footnotes on the bottom. This is a printout from one of them. Footnotes on the bottom making some comments. So the top of this piyut, it says as follows. Al tzu trom deshen b'fayis rishon. They perform the Trumas HaDeshen with the first pious. Od yafisu l'rish disham p'nimi habnora. They perform another pious for another one of the avodas. Okay. What's clear in the piyut here is that they would do payasos, they would perform lots on Yom HaKippurim. Like the Rambam said, they perform a pious, they perform a lot for performing the performance of the Trumas HaDeshem. It would be done through the Kohen Gadol. Now, page number 8, the top, the Baal Mor in Yuma writes as follows. V'hevi yodea ki bali hakrovos she'achnisu pipiyutim b'seita avodas hayom arba payosus. The people who authored these piyutim that we say, and they included the four payasos, the four different lots that take place in every day, they included also in Yom HaKippurim, ta'u kulam b'mishnasenu. They all made a mistake. Lohivinu, I don't understand where they're coming from. Kia payasos hacheshbonim b'mishna senu, the payasos that were delineated in our Mishnah, lishai mos hashanahim. They were referring to the rest of the year. Every day they perform payasos. Velobiyam lakipurim. But not Yom Kippur. There's no pious in Yom Kippur. V'fisha kol avodos hayom ein aksher el b'koin gadol. Because all the avodos in Yom Kippur are only performed to the koin gadol. The Ramban, yeah.
The Rambam said that it was for everyone else though. Is that against his shita that the Kohen Gadol has to do everything?
Right. So we'll get to why. We'll get to why in a second.
Is the Balmor explaining the Rambam here?
No. He's a different shita. The Balmor is a step further than the Rambam. While the Rambam said every avoda, but he left out the Chumash Hadeshin, the Balmor said every single avoda, even the Chumash Hadeshin. Now the Ramban, the Mechamis Hashem, doesn't really like that. And he has this fascinating line. He says, "Gam beina yifle aval af b'seida avodas." It doesn't make so much sense to the Ramban, but he says, "But b'seida avodas abavli Hashem yimei rabosenu kasev b'payasos." The Mishnah we have has the payasos there. V'chem b'divrei ha'pai harishon rabos Rabbi Kalir b'kavos ha'gaonim v'chachamos ha'yeshivos Rabbi Nisfar ha'chronim. Everyone has it. And it's impossible that everyone made a mistake. Did only the Baal Mor, only he was given Chachma, nobody else? Baal Mor, you go and get every single person in the Masorah. So you have to be wrong. So he goes on to explain, and he says, no, in fact, the Chumash Hadeshin had a pious, like Shita Sarambam. And what's the reason? Ramban writes, this is the end of number 17, Ein Savik She Pious Harishon Shehu Chumash Hadeshin Vu Kasher Kolim Chatos. Ein avodas yom kippurim, el avodas laila. The Chumash Hadeshin is a avoda that's done at nighttime. It's not part of Yom HaKippurim. Only the daytime avodas are obligated to be done through the Kohen Gadol.
Don't we say that the laila of Yom Kippur is like the daytime?
In terms of the Yisurim, yes. But if you look in the Achrimos, where it talks about the avoda, there's no avodas mentioned there that are done at night, only daytime. So the Kohen Gadol's obligations are limited to the daytime only, not the nighttime. So how are we going to explain the Baal Mor? So why does the Baal Mor think the Kohen Gadol should do it if the avodas are unique to the daytime? So the Rav Soloveitchik, written, I saw in Hare Kedem and elsewhere, says no, they argue about the nature of Chumash Hadeshin. Chumash Hadeshin is not a Laila avoda. The Baal Mor thinks Chumash Hadeshin is a Tchilas Yom avoda. It's the beginning of the daytime. Although it can be done at nighttime, it's really beginning the performance of the avoda. It's a hechsh of the yom avoda. And he quotes the Gemara in number 19 here, Maseches Yuma daf chof zayin mebeis. Now, read Chumash Hadeshin, tchilas avoda yemamahi. Chumash Hadeshin is the beginning of the daytime. That's why the Baal Mor obligates the Kohen Gadol to do it. You're right, Ramban. The Kohen Gadol only does the avodas that are done in the daytime. Chumash Hadeshin is a daytime avoda. Although it's done at night, it's part of the day avodas.
That you would form
a pious for Chumash Hadeshin. The difficulty with this is that Rav Soloveitchik explained that it's considered a Tchilas Yom, that Chumash Hadeshin is the beginning of the day. There's another Gemara in Yuma, Chav Zayin Mebeis, which says, I won't read the whole thing, it's a famous story, they were racing to do perform the Chumash Hadeshin, and then they end up pushing one of the guys off, someone got injured, it's a big sakana. Okay, fine, then they decide, let's start having payasos, let's have a lot to see who's going to do the avoda. The Gemara says, well, why didn't they do this in the first place? So the Gemara says, they weren't so concerned that people were going to run to do the Chumash Hadeshin. Because the Chumash Hadeshin is an avodas laila. It's a nighttime avoda. Who wants to do avodas laila? But once they saw that people really wanted to do even avodas laila, and they saw the sakana, they said, let's have lots now. But the Gemara here calls it not an avodas of Tchilas Yomama, but it's avodas laila. It's a nighttime avoda. So in fact, the machlokas in the Gemara itself and the Rishonim, whether Chumash Hadeshin is a laila avoda or a yom avoda. So if Soloveitchik assumed the Baal Mor thought, why does the Kohen Gadol have to perform the avodas yom kippurim of Chumash Hadeshin? Because it's a yom. But I think you could say, even if Chumash Hadeshin is a laila avoda, it's an avoda done at night, even the Kohen Gadol has to perform it still. And it's mefurish in the number 21, the bottom of page 8, Tosus in Maseches Yuma Chof Amar Beis, he writes, Mashma de afilu Chumash Hadeshin shehi avodas halayla, ein aksher elabal. The Kohen Gadol has to perform avodas that had even done at nighttime, even in Shemus Hadesh. So what comes out is that, and that's perhaps shot in the Baal HaMor. So now, basically we're building up as follows. The Kohen Gadol has to perform every single avoda that's mentioned in Achrei Mos, all those that are unique to Kohen Gadol, to Yom HaKippurim rather. And then through aisle, the same aisle mentioned in Achrei Mos and mentioned in Pinchas, we expand this idea to even those mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, like the Karban Tamir or the Karban Musaf. And now the Baal HaMor expands it even further to even avodas, or Tosos at least, even to avodas that are performed at nighttime. There are not mentioned in Achrei Mos, there are not mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, but even nighttime avodas. So we see that Kedusha Kohen Gadol, the Kedusha Yom HaKippurim is slowly expanding to beyond the day itself. Okay. So that Ad Kan is just the understanding of the obligation to the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim. Just for the last few minutes, just to take this idea of how we saw the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Kedushas Kohen Gadol expands beyond the daytime, beyond the unique Avodas, but even to the nighttime, there are aspects where the Kohen Gadol has a unique Kedusha of Yom Kippur even the rest of the year. And that's where the Hashgava point is going to come in. For us realizing that Yom Kippur is not just a day, one day a year, that we have a special day where like Malachim we don't eat, but we're supposed to take some of that Kedusha and to expand it to the rest of the year like the Kohen Gadol. So what are some of these examples? So the Mishnah Mem Gimel and Beis and Yuma, number 22, this is the last page, towards the bottom, four lines up, towards the end of the line, it says, Bechol Yom, every single day, the Kohanim Olam B'Mizrachol Shel Kevesh. Every single day they go up the ramp, on the eastern part, the right part of the ramp, of the Mizbech, the Yordan B'Marav, and then they go down the western part, the left side. V'Hayom, but on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol Olam B'Emsa V'Yord B'Emsa. But Kohen Gadol, every year he'd walk up the right side and walk down the left side. But on Yom Kippur, he'd walk up the middle and down the middle. Why? The Gemara says, the cover of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. Special cover. But the rest of the year, he'd be like anybody else. But Yehuda Omer, no, no. The Olam Kohen Gadol Olam B'Emsa V'Yor B'Emsa. Every single day, the Kohen Gadol walks up and down the middle, the center of the ramp. He doesn't walk to the right and to the left like the other Kohen. He walks up and down the middle. Mishnah goes further. V'chol Yom Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yadav V'Raglav Min HaKior. Every single day, the Kohen Gadol would wash his hands from the kior like anybody else. The sink, the special sink they had for all the Kohanim. Hayom on Yom Kippur, Nakiton Shazav. A special basin of gold he would wash his hands on Yom Kippur. But the rest of the year, he was like any other Kohen. Yehuda Omer, no. Li'olam Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yadav V'Raglav Nakiton Shazav. Every single day of the year, the Kohen Gadol would wash himself, his hands and his legs, from this special basin, this golden basin. We don't pass on Yehuda, but we see the idea that Kohen Gadol's Kedusha is not unique to Yom Kippurim. It goes beyond that. It spreads itself. The Gemara in the Mishnah in Yuma, Daf Yudal Amin Aleph, the Mishnah says, Kol Shivas Hayamim, the entire 7 days of preparation prior to Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol, who's Zorik Es Adam, he does the sprinkling of the Dam. He wants to get familiar with all the Avodas, so all the Avodas of that day, the Karban Tamid, the Kohen Gadol does every single Avoda the 7 days prior to Yom Kippurim. Umak Yes HaKetores, he brings the Ketores. Umetiv Es Aneros, he cleans out the menorah. Umakiv Es Rosh Ve'Regel, he offers up the head and the leg of the Karban Tamid. V'Shar Kol Yomim, the rest of the year, Imrat L'Hakiv Makriv. If he wants, the Kohen Gadol can. He doesn't have to, but he has the option. The rest of the year, the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to, but there's an idea. He's still a Kohen Gadol, and still has first rights to performing the Avodas. On Yom Kippur, there's a Chiv. The rest of the year, there's a Rishus. But the idea is that Kohen Gadol has certain aspects of Yom Kippur the rest of the year. And finally, there's a Machokas Rambam Ravid, which Soloveitchik was very fond of mentioning. Rav Ronsweig also mentioned this a number of times. There's a halacha of who the Rambam, certain halachas of who the Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry or not allowed to marry. And there's a pasuk that says in Achrei Mos Beiso, the Kohen Gadol must be married, but he can only be married to one wife, not two wives. He cannot have two wives. In the times when two wives were permitted, he's only allowed to have one wife. Rambam writes, V'eino, the end of halacha Yud Gimel, V'eino nos eshte nashim li'olam ke'achas, shenemar isha achas v'loshtayim. The entire year, the Kohen Gadol could only be married to one woman. The rabbi says, what are you talking about? That din of marrying one woman only applies to Yom Kippur. For the rest of the year, he can marry two wives and he has to divorce her before Yom Kippur. So Rav Soloveitchik like to explain, Rav Ronsweig, they both explain two different ways, but similar ideas. I forget who said which way. that the idea of the Kohen Gadol and us in general, our perspective Yom Kippur, I think Rav Soloveitchik said, every day we're supposed to looking and try to elevate our days like it is a Yom Kippur, to whatever extent we can. And that's why the Kohen Gadol is supposed to have one wife the entire year. Because he's supposed to be the role model for us. He's acting as if it's Yom Kippur for him every single day. I think Rosenzweig said a different direction. No, no. The point is, we're supposed to take the Kedusha of Yom Kippur that we're about to go through and take that Kedusha and carry that through the whole year, that type of Kedusha, that level. Not that we're striving to get to that height of Yom Kippur, but we're supposed to take the Kedusha we're about to get in a few days and expand that throughout. So that, I think, is the idea that comes out of this machlokas of the Ritva and the Rambam and the Baal Mor of the Kedusha of the Yom HaKippurim. That's not unique to the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. It expands itself to the other karbanos of the day and expands itself even to the night Avodas and perhaps to the rest of the year. So Gemara Chesima Tova.